Hachette Audio presents Confessions, The Murder of an Angel. Written by James Patterson and Maxine Petro. Read by Lauren Fortgang. Part 1. The So-Called Real World. Chapter 1. Hello, friend. I have a lot to tell you, good and bad. Today was huge. It's been 3 months since I checked myself into Waterside, an exclusive rehab facility for those who are psychologically on the edge, or were, like me. By the time I got dressed this morning, my discharge papers were already signed, and I was more or less ready to leave the loony bin and re-enter the real world. It was early yet, about 8:15 on a cold winter morning. I was relaxing on a fancy teak bench outside Waterside's grand pillared entrance overlooking the Hudson River in northern Manhattan, waiting for my three brothers and uncle to pick me up. I had dressed appropriately in all black, a Hervé Léger hooded coat, a turtleneck sweater, stretch wool pants, and flat-heeled Louboutin boots. I even wore lipstick and a silver headband in my dark hair, which had grown almost to my jawline in the 3 months since the three-alarm fire, the fatal car crash, and the total destruction of my innocence. More on that later. My therapist, Dr. Robison, had told me after our final morning session, "You sound very good, Tandy. Once you're back in school and settled in your new home, the routines of your New York life will reassert themselves, and you'll be better than ever. Let's set up an outpatient schedule soon."